Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Time magazine retroactively awards racist Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger as Woman of the Year. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, Time magazine, if anyone reads it anymore, is really going off the deep end now because they have actually awarded Margaret Sanger retroactively to be Woman of the Year, going back to 1925. But if you look at, Matt, some of the other women that they have recognized and some of the other people that they have recognized as a Person of the Year or whatever, these include Hillary Clinton, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Michelle Obama, Eleanor Roosevelt, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Anita Hill, and many others as well. Jocelyn Elders, Oprah Winfrey, Greta Thunberg. Unbelievable. You can't really take this magazine seriously anymore. But with regards to Margaret Sanger, how can you award somebody Woman of the Year, retroactively or otherwise, when she was a declared very unashamed racist who wanted to eliminate certain races of the human population?
And this is the second time they did it, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Margaret Sanger's own words and actions expose her as a racist, as a eugenicist. She was an admitted eugenicist. One of her not-so-secret admirers who publicly praised her was Adolf Hitler. He loved her eugenics, and he adopted eugenics with the Third Reich. Her policies were put into the logical extension of the abortion holocaust in the Holocaust in Nazi Germany. And Margaret Sanger, it's her own words that condemn her as a racist, of just a few things that she said in the past. But for my view, I believe that there should be no more babies, Margaret Sanger said. Another quote, the most merciful thing that the large family does to one of its infant members is kill it. These are all confirmed quotes. And the one that is most telling in terms of her racism, we don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. There are photos out there, undoctored photos of Margaret Sanger giving speeches at KKK rallies. And so we have Time magazine literally recognizing posthumously as Woman of the Year an avowed racist and eugenicist. It's disgusting.
I know. You know, I was proud of Justice Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, last year. In the case upholding Indiana law, which requires aborted babies to be given a proper burial, as well as not allowing selective abortions to happen. He wrote in his opinion, again, I was so proud of him, the use of abortion to achieve eugenic goals is not merely hypothetical. The foundations for legalizing abortion in America were laid during the early 20th century birth control movement. That movement developed alongside the American eugenics movement, and significantly, Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger recognized the eugenic potential of her cause. She emphasized and embraced the notion that birth control opens the way to the eugenics.
Yeah, unbelievable. This particular individual was, as you mentioned, Matt, she's pictured in front of a Ku Klux Klan event in 1938. She was favorable to the Ku Klux Klan. Why? Because the Ku Klux Klan did not like people of color. They didn't want black people. They were focused on and trying to achieve a white Aryan race. Mm-hmm. Sounds very similar to Adolf Hitler. He wanted to have a white Aryan race. That's why he liked Planned Parenthood. She liked Adolf Hitler. And she clearly created birth control so that you could eliminate certain races. Now, if you go back, why did she do that? There was, among her time frame, including she was an advocate of it, this social Darwinianism. And what is that? This is an evolutionary model of there is no God, everything evolves from random chance, and consequently, civilizations evolve. And we sometimes hurt civilization by prolonging individuals who otherwise would die. And those individuals are being kept alive by various medication. There's certain other people that have abnormalities. There's certain races that are not favored races. And in fact, that goes right in with Darwin's subtitle of Origin of the Species. And his subtitle was the favored races. And he felt that there was survival of the fittest. Certain races would achieve, other races were weaker and they would be eliminated. Among those were the black people around the country, around the world.
Yeah, and think about it. Again, referring back to the Third Reich, the goal was a eugenicist goal. It was to have the Aryan race, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and anybody who was not Aryan was not fit to walk the earth. And Margaret Sanger, in case there's any question, in her autobiography in 1938, she said this: "I accepted an invitation to talk to the women's branch of the Ku Klux Klan. I was escorted to the platform, was introduced, and began to speak. In the end, through simple illustrations, I believed I had accomplished my purpose. A dozen invitations to speak to similar groups were proffered." So her purpose, what's your purpose in speaking to the Ku Klux Klan, a notably anti-black organization that was lynching African Americans at the time that she spoke there? Their goal was one of eugenics, and so it makes sense that Margaret Sanger would speak there when she has said, we don't want the word to get out that our goal is to eliminate the Negro population.
You know, and that's why many times you hear about when parents have been told their child is a Down syndrome or going to have a disability, they always, they offer that as an option. Well, what do you want to do? Well, it's like, of course I'm going to have my child. But that's the mentality. You know, any of those children that maybe not perfect would have disabilities or Down syndrome, something like that, well, they need to be eliminated, according to her.
Yeah, and in this social Darwinian mindset of these people that was part of Margaret Sanger's mindset, you evolve a better human race by eliminating certain populations of the race. How do you do that? Well, there's two ways. In the United States, we did it by putting people in homes, forcibly taking them away so that they could not procreate, and keeping them in this home or this facility, this building, against their will until they were past childbearing age. And it was individuals who were poor, those people who had children out of wedlock, those who had epileptic seizures, and many other kinds of conditions. Those were considered the disfavored races.
Or the unfit.
The unfit. There's actually a case that went all the way to the United States Supreme Court coming out of Virginia, the Buck versus Bell case. And that was a case in which they forcibly sterilized Carrie Buck. Because she had a child out of wedlock, and she had another one, frankly, one of them was because the person she was living with or the family she was living with, it appears, raped her. But she kept the child. And they wanted to use her as a test case, and the Supreme Court allowed Virginia to go ahead and just sterilize her. That case was actually cited in defense of the Nazis during the Nuremberg trials. You all do it in the United States, or did it in the United States. We just put it on a faster, bigger track. Yeah. You know, we wanted to eliminate other races like the Jews and others because of the social Darwinian construct to evolve, in their view, a superhuman race of white Aryans.
Yeah.
And that is Margaret Sanger. That's why she did 100%. The birth control. So 100%. You either take people off the street and you confine them so they can't procreate, or you give them something where they cannot procreate and eliminate their kind, and eventually they'll die out and we'll have the super race.
And to that end, in a birth control and racial betterment interviewed for that publication in the Birth Control Review, she said, "Eugenics without birth control, meaning sterilization and abortion, seems to us a house built upon the sands. It is at the mercy of the rising stream of the unfit."
You know, and she says, "A marriage license shall in itself give husband and wife only the right to a common household and not the right to parenthood."
Unbelievable, yeah.
Wow.
So there's nothing to celebrate about Planned Parenthood or its founder we need to maintain our vigilance in supporting the sanctity of human life. But you know what? Time magazine is becoming a dinosaur, has frankly become a dinosaur, and you can see why. It is so radical. No one reads it anymore. But there are those trends out there still, and we need to fight. We need to vote because there's people running for office at all different levels that have that same mentality. Mm-hmm. So make sure your vote counts no matter who you're voting for, no matter what level. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Stand with us as we continue to stand for life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.